Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Tao of Fertility, A Healing Chinese Medicine Program to Prepare Body, Mind, and Spirit for New Life is a non-fiction fertility guide by Dao Xing Ni, written from the perspective of traditional Chinese medicine and Taoist healing traditions. Rather than presenting fertility as a narrowly medical problem, the book frames conception as a process shaped by physical health, emotional balance, and spiritual preparation. Its purpose is practical and integrative to help readers understand how acupuncture, herbal medicine, nutrition, qigong, meditation, and related lifestyle practices can support reproductive health. The book is aimed at women and couples dealing with infertility, as well as readers interested in complementary medicine and holistic approaches to conception. It also reflects the author's clinical background in Oriental reproductive medicine and his emphasis on individualized care. As a result, the book functions both as a self-help resource and as an introduction to a broader Chinese medicine view of fertility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fertility as a whole body process in Taoist and Chinese medicine, a central idea in the book is that fertility cannot be reduced to a single organ, hormone level, or procedure. Dao Xing Ni presents conception as the result of an interdependent system in which the body, mind, and spirit all influence reproductive potential. This perspective reflects traditional Chinese medicine, where health is understood through balance, circulation, nourishment, and the smooth flow of qi. In practical terms, the book argues that fertility treatment should begin with the condition of the whole person, not only with the reproductive tract. That means sleep, stress, digestion, menstrual regularity, vitality, and emotional stability all matter. This holistic framework is one of the book's defining features because it changes the reader's understanding of infertility from a purely mechanical issue into a broader health pattern. It also helps explain why the book includes lifestyle guidance alongside clinical tools. The result is a model of fertility care that is preventive, restorative, and personalized rather than limited to crisis intervention. Secondly, how acupuncture and herbal medicine are used to support reproductive function. The book gives major attention to acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine as core methods for fertility support. These are not presented as isolated remedies, but as part of a coordinated program intended to improve reproductive conditions over time. In the TCM framework used here, acupuncture is associated with regulating the menstrual cycle, supporting circulation, reducing stress, and improving the body's readiness for conception. Herbal formulas are described as individualized tools that can nourish deficiencies, harmonize internal patterns, and strengthen the uterine environment. The important analytical point is that these therapies are presented as functional supports rather than miracle fixes. They work within a system that seeks to restore balance and improve the conditions under which conception becomes more likely. This matters because the book is not simply advocating alternative treatment, it is proposing a structured therapeutic logic. Readers gain insight into how TCM practitioners think about fertility care, including the idea that treatment should be tailored to the person and adjusted across different stages of the conception journey. Thirdly, the 28-day fertility program and the logic of structured preparation. One of the book's distinguishing elements is its structured program, organized around the woman's path toward conception. The presence of a step-by-step fertility plan gives the book a practical orientation and makes the holistic philosophy actionable. Rather than offering abstract advice, it presents fertility preparation as a process that unfolds over time, with specific routines and checkpoints. This structure reflects a core TCM assumption: meaningful change often depends on consistent practice and gradual rebalancing. The 28-day format is especially significant because it aligns fertility support with the menstrual cycle, which is central to reproductive health in both Western and Chinese medical thinking. By linking treatment to cycle awareness, the book encourages readers to observe patterns, track responses, and take an active role in preparation. This approach also makes the book useful for readers who want more than general wellness advice. It gives them a framework for behavior, observation, and timing, which helps transform fertility care from passive hope into organized self-management under professional guidance. Fourthly, mind, spirit, and emotional regulation as part of fertility care, the book stands out for giving emotional and spiritual preparation a place alongside physical treatment. In many fertility books, the focus remains on medical testing, diet, or procedures. Here, however, emotional state is treated as part of reproductive health, not a separate issue. Taoist principles are used to support calm, resilience, and inner alignment during what is often a stressful and uncertain process. The book includes practices such as meditation and qigong, which are meant to help regulate tension and improve the reader's relationship to her body. this is not merely inspirational language. In the book's logic, stress reduction and internal harmony are relevant because they affect how the body functions and responds to treatment. The spiritual dimension also gives the fertility journey a broader meaning, helping readers face uncertainty without reducing themselves to a diagnosis. This is one reason the book has appeal beyond strict medical readers. It offers a framework for sustaining hope and emotional steadiness while still remaining grounded in a treatment-oriented program. Lastly, why the book matters for integrative fertility care and assisted reproduction. The Tao of fertility is especially relevant in the context of integrative medicine, where patients may combine Eastern and Western approaches. The book does not frame Chinese medicine as necessarily replacing conventional fertility care. Instead, it presents acupuncture, herbal support, movement practices, and diet as ways to prepare the body and potentially complement assisted reproductive technologies. That positioning makes the book practical for readers already working with fertility clinics, since it offers a complementary model rather than an oppositional one. It also helps explain its appeal to practitioners. The book translates Chinese medicine concepts into a fertility setting that many modern readers can understand and use. Its significance lies in bridging two systems of care without collapsing the differences between them. Compared with general wellness books, it is more clinically specific. Compared with technical fertility manuals, it is more holistic and philosophically grounded. This combination is what gives the book its lasting niche. It provides an accessible map of how TCM can be applied to reproductive health while maintaining a broad view of body, mind, and spirit. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand fertility through a traditional Chinese medicine lens, especially women and couples seeking a holistic or integrative approach. It will also appeal to practitioners, students, and patients who want a clearer sense of how acupuncture, herbal medicine, qigong, meditation, and nutrition can fit into reproductive care. The practical benefit of the book is that it gives fertility a structured framework rather than leaving readers with vague wellness advice. Its intellectual value lies in showing how Taoist principles and TCM diagnostics shape a different model of preparation, one that emphasizes balance, timing, and individualized treatment. What makes it stand out from many other fertility books is its combination of clinical orientation and spiritual context. It is not only about getting pregnant, it is about preparing the whole person for conception and pregnancy. That broader perspective gives the book a distinct place in the fertility and integrative medicine categories, especially for readers looking for an approach that is both traditional and applied. If you would like to support Daoxing Ni, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.